going on in the house tonight.
Hay tan muchas cosas excelentes que están ocurriendo en esta iglesia.
The presence of God is running like a river in this house right now.
La presencia de Dios está corriendo como un río en esta casa.
The prophetic word is present with us tonight.
La palabra profética está con nosotros esta noche.
And there is nothing that is impossible with God.
Y no hay nada que es imposible por Dios.
And what God has spoken, He will bring to pass.
Y lo que Dios ha hablado, Él va a venir.
Someone say praise the Lord.
¿Cuántos dicen amén?
Well, I need to make some announcements tonight.
Yo necesito hacer unos anuncios esta noche.
I neglected to give proper advance warning about a couple of these this morning.
Yo olvidé dar avances por un poco de estos anuncios.
But Brother Randy and Sister Diana have something very special that they've crossed over into.
Pero hermano Randy y hermana Diana.
Brother Randy, where are you?
Hermano Randy, ¿dónde estás?
There he is.
Ahí está.
All right. Brother Randy has asked Sister Diana if she would be his lawfully wedded wife.
Él ha pedido para que Diana sea su esposa.
And the text said she said yes.
Y el texto dijo que ella dijo sí.
Praise God. And congratulations to you. Oh my.
Felicidades.
He's giving flowers, but she's giving. Uh-oh. The ante just got raised, young ladies. We've never seen it on this wise.
Nunca hemos visto así.
Now the official announcement will come with flowers and a big box.
Ahora el anuncio oficial va a venir con una caja.
That's how things start and evolve.
Another
announcement that we made this morning, I neglected to make sure that Sister Tori was in the house. She was rather teaching Sunday school.
Otro anuncio es que hermana Tori estaba enseñando esta mañana.
But Brother Michael and Sister Tori have been fellowshipping.
Pero hermano Michael y ella han estado acompañándose.
And they have decided it's time to move into the next strata of that fellowship.
Y han decidido que ahora es el tiempo por el próximo nivel.
And they are beginning the courting stage.
Están comiendo cortando.
And we're excited for them.
Estamos emocionados por ellos.
And while I'm repeating these, this is worth repeating.
Y mientras estamos repitiendo esto,
for all of our Sunday school staff that was out serving this morning.
Por todos nuestros maestros de la escuela dominical.
Sister Brittany has been inducted.
Hermano Brittany ha sido inductado
into the Academy of Master Surgeon Educators.
De la Academia de Cirugía de Maestros.
This is a wonderful distinction and honor.
Eso es una honra muy, muy tremenda.
And she is shining brightly in her area of vocation.
Y ella está brillando muchísimo en su trabajo.
She is an apostolic in a world that needs to know that apostolics can do anything.
Y ella es apostólica en un mundo que necesita muchos de esos.
Now, one more thing, Brother Ray and Sister Murray.
Una cosa más que hermano Ray y hermana Murray.
And children.
Y los hijos.
We need you to pack up all of your gear.
Necesitamos que ustedes carguen todas sus cosas.
And all of your babies and all of your stuff and come down here.
Y todos sus niños y vengan aquí.
Because Brother Ray is involved with music production.
Porque hermano Ray está en un grupo de músicas.
And there are some things that are developing in that arena.
Hay unas cosas que están desarrollando.
And it looks like in the next short period of time he's going to be traveling a lot.
Y se parece que muy pronto él va a estar viajando.
And it seems good in the Holy Ghost that they make their way to La Grande, Oregon.
Y se parece bien en el espíritu para que ellos vayan a La Grande, Oregon.
A beautiful valley in Oregon surrounded by mountains.
Una valle en Oregon que está alrededor de montañas.
Full of elk and cowboys.
Lleno de muchos animales y vaqueros.
And but a wonderful place because her family is there.
Pero su familia está acá.
And so They are going to be moving there for a while.
Ellos se van a quedar acá por un rato.
And we just say for a while because we're going to leave the end of that open.
Y solo decimos por un rato porque tal vez ellos van a regresar.
Because there's no place like home.
Porque no hay un lugar como en casa.
And we love and appreciate you, and we just love what God is doing in your life.
Y nosotros amamos lo que Dios está haciendo en su vida.
And so we're always open to what God is doing in the next level and the next developmental stage.
Y siempre estamos abiertos a lo que Dios quiere hacer en su vida.
And sometimes it requires that folks separate for a while.
Y tal vez necesita que las personas se separan.
And those are the parts of it that we don't like.
Y esos son los partes que no nos gusta.
But it's all about the kingdom.
Pero es todo sobre el reino.
It's all about the family.
Y todo sobre la familia.
And so God is going to lay his hand on it.
Entonces Dios va a poner su mano en eso.
So I told them tonight we would have a proper funeral for them.
Entonces les dije que vamos a tener un servicio para ellos.
But I want some of you brethren that know and love Brother Ray, and some of you ladies that know and love Sister Marae, I want you to come and lay. Everybody can't come. You never would get in. But just make sure there's enough of you that you can lay your hands on them and pray for them tonight.
Y vamos a orar por hermano Rey, hermano Rey.
Guys, you got to make room for the ladies.
Let me direct traffic here. Mujeres.
All right, let's pray. Mighty God, we pray you lay your hand upon them. We pray that you would strengthen them and bless them. We pray that you would give them everything that they have need of, oh God. God, we pray your hand upon their work and upon their family.
Oramos su mano en su vida.
God, we pray that you would enrich them and bless them in spirit and in body.
Oramos que tú das para ellos todo lo que necesitan.
Mighty God, open up a door.
Abre una puerta, Dios Santo.
A great and effectual door.
Una gran puerta.
And bless their lives abundantly.
Y bendigan sus vidas abundantemente.
And we pray that you would do it in Jesus' name.
Oramos que harías esto en el nombre de Jesús.
And everyone said in Jesus' name.
Y todos dijeron en el nombre de Jesús.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Now it's probably not good to make you speak at your own funeral.
Probablemente no es bueno para hacer que hables en su servicio.
But we'll let Sister Marae speak for the family tonight.
Pero vamos a permitir que hermana Marae habla por la familia.
Praise the Lord, church.
Gloria a Dios, iglesia.
I just want to start off by thanking every single one of you.
Quiero decir agradecidos por todos ustedes.
I'm standing in a house that built me.
Estoy parando en una casa que me construyó.
I can look around and I see different faces, and there's stories that pop into my mind about, you know, the different things that you have done to sow into my life, and I know that I wouldn't be, I'm sorry, I know that I wouldn't be who I am without all of you, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
Yo sé que no sería mí si no por todos ustedes.
I feel like God is pushing this church into a revival.
Yo siento que Dios está empujando esta iglesia en una temporada de avivamiento
that we've never seen before.
Que nunca hemos visto antes.
I believe that lives are going to be changed.
Yo creo que las vidas se van a cambiar.
I believe God's going to turn some things around.
Yo creo que Dios va a botar mucho.
I believe backsliders are coming back.
Yo creo que ellos están alejados van a regresar.
And the hardest part about it is I know he's going to do it.
Y yo sé que él lo va a hacer.
For a season, I won't be here to help you push.
Por una temporada no voy a estar aquí.
But I know it's going to happen.
Pero yo sé que va a pasar.
God is doing some great things, and
Dios está haciendo cosas maravillosas.
My brother just went to Guam not too long ago, and they had revival there. And I feel like God is pushing some people out to do some very unique things. And this revival is just so different, man. But
este avivamiento es muy distinto.
I know that God is going to do great things.
Pero yo sé que Dios va a hacer cosas grandes.
About 10 years ago,
hace 10 años,
I was in Tuesday night prayer.
Yo estuve en la oración de la noche de martes.
A prayer meeting that was started by Brother Stephen and Brother Dawson, and it was so dynamic.
Y fue un grupo dinámico.
I think at that point that was the greatest. That was part of one of the greatest revivals that we had to that point.
Eso fue el avivamiento más grande en nuestra historia.
And prophecy was just flowing in that place every Tuesday night.
Y profecía estuvo fluyendo.
And I remember praying on a Tuesday night that we were praying. It was a lot of the youth
Yo recuerdo orando con un grupo de jóvenes.
And God was just pouring into that prayer meeting, and God was just moving.
Y Dios estuvo derramando en ese grupo.
In such a powerful way.
En una manera muy poderosa.
And I had another member that you've come to me.
Yo tenía un miembro de los jóvenes vienen a mí.
And it was right around when I first started doing music.
Y fue cuando yo estaba comenzando la música.
I didn't know what it would look like. I just was doing what I felt like God was calling me to do.
Yo estoy haciendo lo que Dios estaba llamándome.
And he came up to me and he said,
y él me vino y él dijo,
he said, Ray, when is that really big concert that you got?
¿Cuándo es ese concierto muy grande?
I said, man, I don't have nothing on the schedule. I don't have any concerts planned or anything like that.
Y yo dije, no tengo nada en eso.
He said, well, God gave me a vision while I was praying, and you on stage with two other people, and there was a crowd of people, hundreds and thousands of people in the crowd.
Y él dijo que él tuvo un sueño que yo estuve cantando por muchas personas.
And they all were lifting up their hands.
Y todos estaban levantando sus manos.
And they all were receiving the Holy Ghost for the first time.
Y todos estaban recibiendo el Espíritu Santo por la primera vez.
Ever since I heard that, I've been chasing that. Like, God, you gave me a vision, told me.
Dios me dio una visión de eso.
I've been chasing. I didn't know how it was going to unfold.
No sabía cómo iba a pasar.
But in recent years,
pero en los años,
God has just put me in places that, honestly, I don't deserve to be.
Dios me ha puesto en lugares que no soy digno.
I don't feel smart enough.
No siento inteligente.
I can't even sing.
No puedo cantar.
I'm in music ministry. God has been using me.
Dios me está usando.
The Word of God says,
la palabra de Dios dice,
that your gift will make room for you.
Que tu don hará espacio por ti.
And it'll put you amongst great men.
Y te pondrá en hombres
and
grandes.
I've been in some meetings.
Yo he estado en algunas reuniones.
And I've seen some things. We launched a tour last year.
Nosotros comenzamos un tour.
And we stopped in different cities all over the country.
Y paramos en muchas ciudades en el país.
And it was people with nose rings that came in.
Y fue personas con anillos en su nariz.
Tattoos on the arm.
Y tattoos en sus brazos.
And they was there because they said,
estaban ahí porque dijeron,
James Wilson, I heard your song on YouTube.
James Wilson, yo oí tu canción en YouTube.
I love your music. I listen to every song.
Yo amo tu música.
I seen you were in town.
Yo veo que estabas en la ciudad.
So we decided to show up.
Entonces decidimos venir.
What they thought they was coming to,
pero lo que ellos pensaron,
was just a concert.
Fue solo un concierto.
But what they walked into,
pero lo que ellos entraron,
was the beginning of revival.
Fue la comienza de una vida.
They lifted up their hands.
Levantaron sus manos.
People started speaking in tongues.
Hablaron en lenguas.
God is moving.
Dios está moviendo.
God is moving.
Dios está moviendo.
This revival is going to take over the world.
Dios va a conquistar todo
lives
el mundo.
Lives will be changed.
Las vidas se van a cambiar.
The Holy Ghost will pour out.
El Espíritu Santo se va a derramar.
And I'm just glad to be a part.
Y estoy feliz de estar con parte de eso.
Praise the Lord. Let's clap our hands again and give God
aplaude,
praise.
Aplaude sus manos.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory to God. Thanks to the praise group for wonderful music tonight.
Queremos dar gracias al grupo de músicas
for ushering us into the presence of God.
Por entrarnos en la presencia de Dios.
The singing and the music.
Con cantares y con música.
I thank the media team tonight for allowing us to enjoy this wonderful singing and music.
Yo doy gracias al equipo de media para permitirnos disfrutar esto.
And in advance, let me thank the kitchen crew. They're down there working. They've been working all afternoon to get ready for us.
También el equipo de cocina.
We're going to have a meal and fellowship here in just a few moments.
Y vamos a tener una comida después de esto.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
So we're going to read tonight from 2 Chronicles chapter 5.
Vamos a leer esta noche de Segundo Crónicas, capítulo 5.
We're making our way into the book of Ezra.
Estamos haciendo nuestro camino en el libro de Esdras.
We started that study this morning.
Y nosotros comenzamos ese estudio esta mañana.
But for a point of reference,
pero por un punto,
we're going to drop back into Second Chronicles for a moment.
Vamos a quedarnos en Segundo Crónicas.
Second Chronicles 5 and beginning in verse 7.
Y comenzando en versículo 7.
And the priest brought in the ark of the covenant of the Lord unto his place, to the oracle of the house, to the most holy place, even under the wings of the cherubims. For the cherubims spread forth their wings over the place of the ark, and the cherubims covered the ark and the staves thereof above. And they drew out the staves of the ark, that the ends of the staves were seen from the ark before the oracle. But they were not seen without, and there it is unto this day. And there was nothing in the ark save the two tables which Moses put therein at Horeb, when the Lord made a covenant with the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt. And it came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place, for all the priests that were present were sanctified, and did not then wait by course. Also the Levites, which were singers, all of them, Asaph and of Heman and Jeduthun, with their sons and brethren, being arrayed in white linen, having cymbals and psalteries and harps, stood in the east end of the altar, and with them 120 priests, sounding with trumpets. And it came to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord, when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music, and praised the Lord, saying, "For he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." That then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priests could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord had filled the house. If you love his word tonight, as we begin, let's have a seat and let's offer up praise and thanks and magnify God.
Ofrecemos gracias y alabanza a Dios.
Let's give him thanks for his word.
Dele gracias por su palabra.
We magnify you, O God.
Te magnificamos, Dios.
We thank you, Lord God.
Te damos gracias.
For your word is forever settled.
Porque su palabra está.
Your word performs your will.
Performa su voluntad.
And we love you and praise you for your word tonight, O God.
Y te alabamos por su palabra, Dios.
And everyone said amen.
Y todos dijeron amén.
Praise God. So this is an interesting story.
Entonces, eso es una historia interesante.
And this is the dedication of the Temple of Solomon.
La dedicación del Templo de Salomón.
And it echoes the dedication of the tabernacle in the day of Moses and Joshua.
Y habla del día del tabernáculo con Moisés y Josué.
And there was an anointed cloud that filled the house.
Y había una nube, un cido.
In the day of Moses and Joshua.
En el día de Moisés y Josué.
And again in this day.
Y otra vez en este día.
It is the era they are living in. It is the presence of God manifest in a glory cloud.
Es la temporada cuando Dios estaba presente en una nube de gloria.
And so we have it here again.
Entonces lo tenemos aquí otra vez.
And this is a sort of this is a discussion you would have in pneumatology.
Ese es un discurso que tendrías en pneumatología.
The study of the spirit.
La historia el estudio del espíritu.
And there is much activity in the spirit throughout the Old Testament.
Y hay mucha actividad en el espíritu por todo el Antiguo Testamento.
It is not simply a New Testament manifestation.
No es solo por el Nuevo Testamento.
The creation begins with a moving of the Spirit of God.
La creación comienza con el movimiento del
and
Espíritu.
All of the prophets are filled with the Spirit of God.
Y todos los profetas están llenos con el Espíritu.
And Saul is anointed and filled with the Spirit of God.
Y Saúl está uncido.
And prophesies.
Y profetiza.
Because there is quite often an utterance associated with the infilling of the Spirit.
Porque muchas veces hay una palabra que viene después del Espíritu.
In the Old Testament.
En el Antiguo Testamento.
And David is filled with the Spirit of God.
Y David está lleno con el Espíritu de Dios.
And here at the inauguration of Solomon's temple,
y aquí en la comienza del templo de Salomón,
there is such a thick presence of God.
Hay una presencia muy tremenda de Dios.
It is visible.
Se puede ver.
And it is tangible.
Y se puede tocar.
And we're not quite sure about the dynamic.
Y no estamos seguros como el dinámico.
But the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud.
Pero el sacerdote no pudo ministrar por el nube.
And you might think, well, it's just a visual cloud. It's like vapor in the air.
Y tal vez piensas que es como vapor.
But that would just suggest that you've never been in the presence of God.
Pero eso dice que nunca has estado en la presencia
because
de Dios.
Because when you are entering into the presence of God,
porque cuando estás entrando en la presencia de Dios,
you can feel it.
Lo puedes sentir.
And it has a visceral effect upon you.
Y tiene un efecto muy tremendo
en
tú.
And some people fall out in the floor.
Y unas personas se caen.
And some people kneel and weep.
Y algunas personas bajan la rodilla.
And some spontaneously sing and worship.
Y algunos cantan y alaban.
But it's very difficult for an open heart.
Pero es muy difícil por un corazón abierto.
To be in the presence of God.
Estar en la presencia de Dios.
Without having a dynamic response.
Sin tener una respuesta dinámica.
And in this case, the presence of God is extremely potent and present.
Y en este caso la presencia de Dios está muy potente.
But somewhere along the way,
pero en algún camino,
they had lost some things.
Ellos habían perdido esas cosas.
Because our text delivers to us,
porque nuestro texto nos dice,
that there is only the stone tablets of Moses in that ark.
Que hay solo las tablas de piedras.
And I won't give you a history of where all the ark had been in the interim.
Y yo no te voy a dar una historia de dónde vino la arca.
But in the interim, they have lost the rod of Aaron.
Pero en el medio de eso, ellos habían perdido la vara de Aarón.
The rod of God's authority.
La vara de autoridad de Dios.
The rod that Aaron carried into the presence of Pharaoh.
La vara que Aarón llevó en la presencia de Faraón.
The rod that turned into a serpent on the floor of that palace.
Que se cambió a un serpiente.
And the rod that ate the serpents of the sorcerers of Pharaoh.
Y la vara que comió los serpientes de Faraón.
The rod of Aaron that made the wilderness journey with them.
Que hizo el camino en el desierto con ellos.
God had commanded that it be placed in the ark.
Y Dios mandó que sería puesto en la arca.
To be preserved for generations.
Ser preservado por generaciones.
It is symbolic of the authority of God.
Es una señal de autoridad de Dios.
In the hand of a man.
En la mano de un hombre.
They are also missing the bowl of manna.
Y también están extrañando el tazón de manna.
Because when the manna first began to fall,
porque cuando la manna comenzó a caer,
God had them gather a bowl full.
Dios lo tenían agarrar todo esto.
And place it as a memoriam.
Y poner un tazón
in the ark of the testament.
En la arca del testamento.
To testify to the fact of God's provision.
Para testificar por la provisión de Dios.
And even if you're in a desert place, God will take care of his people.
Aunque si estás en un desierto, Dios cuidará.
And even though on the ground every day,
y aunque en la tierra cada día,
you could only gather a day's worth of manna because it would spoil.
Solo podrías agarrar un día de manna.
That manna had a divine dispensation associated with it.
Esa manna tenía una dispensación.
And it never went bad.
Y nunca se rompió.
But on this day,
pero en ese día,
it's not there.
No está acá.
So along the way they've lost the rod of Aaron's authority.
Entonces en el camino ellos habían perdido la vara de Aarón.
And along the way they've lost the bowl of manna.
Y el tazón de manna.
And in the days of Moses and Joshua they lost generations.
Y en los días de Moisés y Josué perdían generaciones.
They lost 40 years and a generation in promise.
40 años y generación en promesa.
The following book is a book of judges.
El libro siguiente es un libro de jueces.
And it is a litany of loss.
Y es una letanía de perdida.
Because they would be blessed of God.
Porque serían bendecidos por Dios.
And then they in their blessing would forget God.
Pero luego en su bendición olvidarán a Dios.
And then God would send an oppressor to them.
Luego Dios enviarán un tirante para ellos.
And the trouble would awaken them to their need for God.
Y los problemas dirán, oh, gloria a Dios.
They would cry out to God and
clamarán,
repent.
clamaban a Dios.
And God would hear and deliver them.
Y Dios oirá de ellos.
And the loss during the 400 years of the judges is incalculable.
Y las pérdidas en el año de los jueces no se puede calcular.
Potential and opportunity.
Potencial y oportunidad.
Generations lost.
Generaciones perdidas.
When they could have been building upon generational growth and promise.
Cuando ellos podían construir en esa promesa.
But the presence of God,
pero la presencia de Dios,
in spite of all the loss,
a través de toda esa pierda,
was so thick in the tabernacle,
fue muy tremendo en el tabernáculo,
that the priests couldn't stand to minister.
Que los sacerdotes no podían ministrar.
I want to suggest to you tonight,
yo quiero decirles a ustedes esta noche,
that your loss will never determine the glory of God.
Que tu pérdida no determina la gloria de Dios.
The loss that you've experienced will never determine how present God can be.
La pérdida no determinará que presente puede ser Dios.
Your failure,
tus fallas,
your lapses,
tus problemas,
your times of trouble,
tus tiempos de problemas,
your mistakes,
sus errores,
will not determine,
no terminará,
how faithful God is,
que fiel Dios
and
es,
how present God is,
que presente
and
es Dios,
how able God is,
y cómo se puede hacer todo.
I'm not giving you a license to sin.
No estoy dando una licencia para pecar.
And I'm not telling you it doesn't matter when you fail.
Y no estoy diciendo que no se importa cuando fallas.
But I am looking at the Word of God tonight.
Pero yo estoy mirando a la palabra de Dios
and
esta
I know
noche.
That God is attentive.
Y yo sé que Dios da atención.
Because you are part of His plan.
Porque tú eres un parte de su plan.
Not because you're perfect.
No porque eres perfecto.
Not because you're flawless.
No porque no tienes problemas.
But because He sees you as you can be.
Porque él te ve como tú puedes ser.
And he is determined.
Y él ha determinado
that even if you step off into hell,
que aunque si vas a
the last thing you'll know,
la última cosa que vas
a saber, is that God was by your side.
Es que Dios estuvo por tu lado.
And God was able.
Y Dios se pudo.
And that it could have been otherwise.
Y puede ser alguna manera diferente.
My God, somebody ought to give God a little praise here right
dele
now.
Dele al Señor alabanza.
The house of God was filled.
La casa de Dios estaba lleno.
The priest could not stand a minister.
Los sacerdotes no podían ministrar.
In the seventh chapter,
en el séptimo capítulo,
Solomon had prayed that classic prayer.
Salomón había orado esa oración.
And he's trying to negotiate a status with God.
Y él está tratando de hacer un negocio con Dios.
God slightly rebuffs Solomon.
Y Dios detiene a Salomón.
And ultimately God said, if my people,
y Dios dijo, si mi pueblo,
who are called by my name,
que están llamados por mi nombre,
will humble themselves,
se humillarán,
and pray,
y oran,
and leave their wicked ways,
y salir de sus maneras,
then will I hear from heaven,
luego oiré de cielo,
and then will I forgive their sins,
luego olvidaré.
And he goes into talking about deliverance for Israel.
Luego él habla de la libertad
but
de Israel.
When Solomon had ended that prayer,
pero cuando Salomón ha terminado esa oración,
fire came down from heaven,
el fuego se vino de los
just
cielos.
Like the inauguration of the tabernacle.
Así como el principio del
now
tabernacle,
God by fire inaugurates the temple.
Ahora por fuego él inaugura el templo.
And the glory of God,
y la gloria de Dios,
just as in the fifth chapter,
así como en el capítulo cinco,
the glory of God fills that house.
La gloria de Dios llena esa casa.
And now the priest couldn't even enter the house,
y ahora los sacerdotes no podían
because
entrar
of the glory.
Por la gloria.
And when all the people saw the fire and the glory of God,
y cuando todo el pueblo miró el fuego y la gloria,
they put their faces to the pavement and worshiped God.
Ellos echaron al cimiento.
Now 500 years later,
y 500 años después,
in the book of Ezra,
en el libro de Esdras,
while Ezra and Zerubbabel were organizing the rebuilding of the temple,
mientras Esdras y Zorobabel estaban entrando en el templo,
this is after the first diaspora.
Este es después de la primera diáspora.
This is after the first destruction of Jerusalem.
Y después de la primera destrucción de Jerusalén.
And they are laying by order of Cyrus, the king of Persia.
Y están haciendo algo por el Ciro de Persia.
They are laying the foundation of a new temple.
Están echando el cimiento por un nuevo templo.
And the scripture says in Ezra chapter 3.
Y la escritura dice en Esdras capítulo 3.
When the builders had laid that foundation.
Que cuando los constructores echaron el cimiento.
And they set the priests in their places with their trumpets.
Y pusieron los sacerdotes con sus trompetas.
And the Levites with their cymbals.
Y las levitas con sus símbolos.
And they're praising God according to the instruction of David.
Y están alabando a Dios como David.
And they're singing in chorus together.
Y están cantando en coro juntos.
They're singing praise the Lord.
Y están cantando gloria a Dios.
For he is good.
Porque él es bueno.
And his mercy endures forever.
Y su misericordia es para siempre.
All the people are shouting with a great shout.
Y todo el pueblo están gritando con un gran grita.
If you're here tonight and you're wondering why we're so loud and why the worship is so robust, this is not peculiar to us.
Si estás aquí y estás queriendo saber por qué estamos siendo muy sonidos.
This is the tradition of the kingdom of God as long as men have worshiped God.
Esa es la tradición de Dios por cuánto tiempo Dios ha
estado. David said, "Praise the Lord with a loud voice."
David dijo gloria al Señor con
una voz.
Clap
your hands and shout unto God.
Aplaude sus manos y grita al Señor.
Somebody will say, "I don't think it takes all that."
Alguien dirá, no pienso que eso es
suficiente.
Well,
David thought it took all that.
Pues David pensaba que fue suficiente.
And David danced with all of his might.
Y David danzó con todo su mis.
So as they begin to celebrate the laying of this simple foundation.
Entonces cuando ellos estaban celebrando su fundación,
in the middle of the rubble of what had been Jerusalem,
en el medio de la destrucción de Jerusalén,
the old men,
el hombre viejo,
the fathers,
los padres,
who had seen the temple of Solomon,
que habían visto el templo de Salomón,
they began to weep with a loud voice.
Ellos comenzaron a llorar con una voz muy ruidosa.
But others who were there in the moment and realized that they were standing in a prophetic miracle.
Pero los otros que estaban acá y entendían que estaban en un lugar de profecía.
They began to shout with a loud voice.
Comenzaron a gritar con una voz tremenda.
And at a distance you could hear the roar of their voices.
Y podías oír sus voces.
But you couldn't distinguish between the weeping and the sorrow and the joy.
Pero no podías decir de la lloro y de celebración.
It was all mixed in together.
Fue todo mezclado juntos.
And some were weeping over the loss.
Y algunos estaban llorando por la pérdida.
And the loss was considerable.
Y la pérdida fue grande.
They had lost their city.
Habían perdido su ciudad.
Their culture.
Y su cultura.
The temple was destroyed.
Y el templo fue destruido.
They had lost generations.
Habían perdido generaciones.
They had lost tens of thousands to the slaughter by the Babylonians.
Y diez de miles de personas a las babilonetas.
They had lost the temple, the eighth perhaps wonder of the world.
Y el templo de Salomón.
They had a tremendous, a significant loss in their lives.
Y una pérdida muy tremenda en sus vidas.
But somebody.
Pero alguien
said this is a moment for worship.
Dijo este es un momento por alabanza.
Because they were determined.
Porque ellos estaban decididos.
They were going to see the prophetic.
Que iban a ver el profético.
They were going to focus on the good.
Se iban a enfocar en lo bueno.
They were going to live for God in the moment.
Iban a vivir por Dios en
they
ese momento.
They weren't going to let the loss define them.
No podían permitir que la pérdida los define.
They would not let the loss define their joy.
No pierda su gozo.
The loss was real.
La pérdida fue real.
Visceral.
Y se puede sentir.
Inescapable.
Y no se puede rescatar.
You need a thesaurus. ¿Cómo se dice thesaurus?
Thesaurus.
Oh, I thought so. And you've got a choice tonight.
Y tienes una decisión a hacer esta noche.
Because everybody has lost.
Porque cada persona tiene pérdidas.
And everybody has failed.
Y todos han fallado.
And everybody has fallen short of the glory of God.
Y todos han caído cortes a la gloria de Dios.
You've got to make a decision tonight.
Tienes que hacer una decisión.
You've got to decide if you're going to build a monument to your failure.
Tienes que decidir que no puede construir un memorial por su falla.
Or you're going to build a memorial to your loss.
O un monumento por su pérdida.
I don't diminish the pain.
Yo no hablo malo del dolor.
Nor the grief.
Ni el dolor en su corazón.
But I have to learn to take that and put it into the hands of God.
Pero yo tengo que aprender poner eso en la mano de Dios.
And I have to be able to press into the moment.
Y yo tengo que empujar en el momento.
And understand that God is going to show up.
Y entender que Dios se va a demostrar.
Even if you have suffered loss.
Aunque si has experienciado pérdida.
And the thing that will exacerbate your loss.
Y la cosa que hará que su pérdida sea más grande.
Is that you will have lost in that day.
Es que habías perdida en ese día.
But you'll lose this moment with God.
Pero pierdes ese momento con Dios.
And if there's any healing.
Y si hay algún sanar.
It won't be in the past.
No ocurrirá en el
pasado. It'll be in the present.
Estará en el presente.
And if there's any renewal.
Y si hay algo renovar.
It won't be in the past.
No va a estar en el pasado.
It'll be in the moment.
Va a venir en el momento.
You can't live in the past.
No puedes vivir en
you
el pasado.
You can't let the past dominate you.
No puedes permitir que el pasado
God will not be defined by the past.
Dios no se va a estar definido por
when
el pasado.
When it's time for God to show up,
cuando es el tiempo para que Dios
he
se muestra,
shows up completely.
Él se
he shows up in glory.
En gloria.
He shows up in presence.
Y en presencia.
Somebody say praise God.
¿Cuántos dicen amén?
Now the loss in the days of Ezra.
Y las pérdidas en los días de Esdras.
Is arguably greater than the loss in the day of Moses and Joshua.
Se puede decir que es más grande que el día de Moisés y Josué.
Because at the dedication of Solomon's temple.
Porque en el principio del templo de Salomón.
They are missing Aaron's rod and they're missing the bowl of manna.
No tienen la vara de Aarón y el tazón de manna.
But when that temple of Zerubbabel is finished.
Pero cuando el templo de Zorobabel estaba terminada.
There is no ark of the testament.
No hay una arca del testamento.
We don't know, history doesn't tell.
No sabemos por qué historia no nos dice.
The best guess is that it probably was melted down and turned into Babylonian finery.
Podemos decir que se cambia al oro.
It disappeared from history.
Desapareció de historia.
Nothing in the Bible is said more about it.
Nada en la Biblia se dice más de eso.
And the Jewish history declares that the ark could not be found when they rebuilt that temple.
Y la historia de los judíos dice que no se puede encontrar la arca.
And when the Roman general Titus destroyed Jerusalem 40 years after the crucifixion and resurrection.
Y cuando Romano Titus dijo que no podía encontrar eso.
He walked into the Holy of Holies in the temple.
Él caminó, entró en el Santo de Santos.
And declared he couldn't understand the attraction of an empty room.
Él dijo que fue una habitación vacía.
They had suffered great loss.
Habían sufrido pérdida grande.
They had suffered tremendous loss.
Y pérdida tremenda.
They had lost generations and potential.
Generaciones y potencial.
But loss never stops the visitation of God.
Pero la pérdida no detiene la visitación de Dios.
You can blame it on mercy.
Puede poner la culpa en misericordia.
They were singing about the mercy of God at the dedication of that temple.
Estaban cantando de la misericordia en el principio de ese templo.
But there are entire psalms that are dedicated to the fact that the mercy of God endureth forever.
Pero hay muchos salmos que se dice que la misericordia es para siempre.
You can blame it on grace.
Puede poner la culpa en gracia.
You can blame it on the eternal goodness of God.
Y en la bondad eterna de Dios.
I don't think it matters at that level of detail.
No pienso que se importa en ese detalle.
But I want you to observe the moving of God among fallen, broken people.
Pero yo quiero que veas el movimiento de Dios en las personas quebradas.
And the fact that the gifts and the callings of God are without repentance.
Y los dones de Dios vienen sin arrepentimiento.
And if God's made a promise to you, he's going to keep it.
Y si Dios te ha hecho una promesa, lo va a cumplir.
Nothing in heaven or earth can change that.
Nada en los cielos o en el mundo se puede cambiar eso.
The lamentation says it's the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed.
Lamentaciones dice que es por la misericordia de Dios.
His compassion fails not.
Su compasión no falla.
They are new every morning.
Son nuevos cada mañana.
Great is thy faithfulness.
Grande es tu fidelidad.
Praise God.
Gloria
Whatever you're struggling with right now.
Lo que sea estás peleando ahora mismo.
Tomorrow morning.
En la mañana.
The mercy of God is going to meet you there.
La misericordia de Dios te va a
encontrar. Great is thy faithfulness.
Grande es tu fidelidad.
However you failed.
Y como tú fallas.
Tomorrow morning.
La mañana.
The grace of God.
La gracia de Dios.
Is going to meet you there.
Te va a encontrar ahí.
They are new every morning.
Son nuevos cada mañana.
Great is thy faithfulness.
Grande es tu fidelidad.
Somebody glad about that? Give God a little praise for it
por eso.
Right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now there's no record of the glory cloud in the temple of Zerubbabel.
Y no hay una palabra del nube en el Santo de Santos.
But I'm going to suggest to you that a greater presence of God came into that temple.
Pero una presencia de Dios más grande vino en ese templo.
And just from Haggai chapter 2.
Y de Haggai capítulo 2.
He prophesies that the word of God came to Haggai.
La palabra de Dios vino a él.
And ordered him to speak to Zerubbabel.
Y pidió que él habló con Zorobabel.
The one who the temple is named for.
El nombre sobre el templo.
He is suggesting that the temple that Ezra and Zerubbabel have built is not nearly as splendorous as the temple of Solomon.
Que el templo de Zorobabel que ellos construyeron no fue tan grande como el templo de David.
But the word of God said, "Be strong, Zerubbabel."
Pero la palabra dijo, "Esfuérzate, Zorobabel."
And to the high priest he said, "Be strong, Joshua."
Y al sacerdote él dijo, "Esfuérzate, Josué."
And to all the people he said, "Be strong and do the work."
Y a todo el pueblo él dijo, "Esfuérzate y haga la obra."
Because I am with you.
Porque yo estoy contigo.
God knew that there was no ark in that holy of holies.
Dios sabía que no había una arca en esos santos de santos.
And that's an essential part of the process.
Es un parte esencial del proceso.
But he said, "I'm with you."
Pero él dijo, "Yo estoy contigo."
And he said, "I'm going to shake the heavens and the earth."
Que yo voy a temblar los cielos y la tierra.
And he said, "I'm going to shake all the nations."
Yo voy a temblar todos los países.
And he said, "The glory of this latter house."
Y él dijo, la gloria de esta casa.
Is going to be greater than the glory of the former house.
Va a ser más grande que la casa que vino
antes. He's saying that temple of Zerubbabel will be greater.
Él dijo que el templo de Zorobabel sería más grande.
But it's not because of the external splendor.
Pero no es por el esplendor externo.
And it's not because of all the gold and finery that Solomon had access to.
Y no es por el oro que estaba todo eso.
But it's defined by what was in that temple.
Pero fue lo que estaba adentro de ese templo.
Somebody say praise God.
¿Cuántos dicen gloria a Dios?
There's going to be a day.
Va a venir un día
when Jesus Christ,
cuando Jesucristo,
who is God in flesh,
que es Dios en carne,
is going to walk down the streets of Jerusalem.
Va a caminar en los caminos de Jerusalén.
He's going to enter into the city that day.
Él va a entrar en la ciudad,
riding upon a prophecy.
Montando en una profecía.
The prophecy of Zechariah.
La profecía de Zacarías.
Your Messiah is going to come.
Tu Mesías va a venir.
He's going to be riding upon a mare.
Él va a estar montando en un caballo.
And her foal.
Y su hijo.
An unusual contrivance.
Es algo muy extraño.
But you'll know it's him.
Pero tú vas a saber que
because
es él.
This is how he's coming.
Porque aquí es como él viene.
And he's coming down the street.
Y él está viniendo en la calle.
And the people are well schooled.
Y el pueblo, ellos saben lo que es.
And they know the sign of Zechariah.
Ellos saben la señal de Zacarías.
And when they see this rabbi.
Y cuando ellos ven este rabbi.
Who's been raising the dead.
Que estaban como levantando los muertos.
And opening blind eyes.
Y abriendo los ciegos.
And feeding the multitude.
Y alimentando los multitudes.
And that he see him riding in on Zechariah's prophetic sign.
Y ellos van a ver que él está montando en la profecía de Zacarías.
They begin to cry, "Hosanna!"
Ellos dijeron, "Hosanna!"
"Hosanna in the highest!"
"Hosanna en los más altos!"
"Blessed is he!"
"Bendecido es él!"
"Who comes in the name of the Lord!"
Que viene en el nombre del Señor.
They begin to wave palm fronds.
Ellos
they began to throw their garments in the way.
Y tirar sus vestidos.
They began to worship him.
Comenzaron a alabarle.
And he's on his way.
Y él está viniendo.
into the city.
En la ciudad.
He's on his way.
Él está en camino.
To Zerubbabel's temple.
Al templo de Zorobabel.
And the glory that is resting on him.
Y la gloria que
is greater than the glory that visited the tabernacle.
Es más grande que el
tabernáculo. Is greater than the glory that visited Solomon's temple.
Es más grande que Salomón.
Because he told them,
porque él les dijo,
a greater than Jonah is here.
Más grande que Jonás está
and he
aquí.
Told them,
él les dijo,
a greater than Solomon is here.
Más grande que Salomón está
he
aquí.
Let them know,
él les dijo,
a greater than the temple is here.
Más grande que el templo está aquí.
And he came into the temple.
Y él entró en el templo.
And he came in righteousness.
Y él vino en justicia.
And he overthrew the money changers' tables.
Y él cambió los cambitos.
And he turned over their cages with their inferior sacrifices.
Y él volteó sus cajas con sacrificios.
And the lame and the blind came in.
Y los ciegos vinieron.
And he began to heal them.
Y él comenzó a sanarlos.
And this is something that never happened in that tabernacle.
Y eso es algo que nunca,
and it never happened in Solomon's temple.
Nunca pasó en el templo de Salomón.
But it's beginning to happen now.
Pero está comenzando a ocurrir hoy.
But it wasn't just the healing of their physical affliction.
Pero no fue solo el sanar
it wasn't just the healing of their natural eye.
De sus ojos naturales.
It was a metaphor.
Fue un metáfora.
It was a demonstration.
Fue una demostración.
Mankind is fallen and broken and blind,
que los hombres están caídos,
and crippled,
no pueden caminar,
and I've come.
Y yo he venido
to lift you up out of that.
Levantarte
and
de
I've
eso.
Come
yo he venido
to heal your bodies.
Sanar su cuerpo.
But more important to heal your soul.
Pero más importante tu alma.
A greater entered into the temple of Zerubbabel that day.
Un más grande entró en el templo de Zorobabel.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
Cuando dicen gloria
clap
a Dios.
Your hands, give God a little praise.
Aplaude sus manos.
Sam, help me. We got 5 minutes.
Venga la música porque tenemos 5 minutos.
You don't want to get on the bad side of the cook.
No quieres estar en el lado malo del cocinero.
But when the word of God says that the glory of the latter temple will be greater than the glory of the former.
Pero cuando la palabra dice que la gloria de eso será más grande que la que vino antes.
It is not tied specifically to those two physical buildings.
No solo dice solamente sobre esos edificios físicos.
It is suggesting to you that there will be an ascendancy associated with the temple of God.
Está diciendo que va a ascender con el templo de Dios.
That it will begin small and humbly.
Que comenzará muy pequeño.
But at every iteration of the temple.
Pero en cada versículo del templo,
there will be greater glory.
Habrá más gloria.
Praise God. I don't care. Praise God. I appreciate you, Brother Sam.
Te aprecio, hermano Sam.
Somebody say hey.
Alguien dijo sí.
Somebody say yes.
Dice sí.
My God, he's talking about the fact that the temple of Solomon is going to be great.
Él está hablando como el templo de Salomón va a ser grande.
But he said there's going to be a greater temple
pero
after that.
Va a venir un templo más grande después
we call
de
it Zerubbabel's temple.
Lo llamamos el templo de Zorobabel.
But what walked in that day?
Pero lo que entró ese día,
a temple walked inside the temple.
Un templo vino en el templo.
Because Jesus was the temple
porque,
of the Holy Ghost.
Porque Jesús era el templo del Espíritu Santo.
He told them, you tear down this temple.
Él dijo, les dijo, destruyes este templo.
In 3 days I'll raise it up.
En 3 días me levantaré.
John said they didn't know he was talking about the temple of his body.
Dios dijo que ellos no sabían que estaban hablando del templo de su
but
cuerpo.
But that's not the end of the story.
Pero eso no es el final de la historia.
Paul began to teach.
Pablo comienza a decir.
And Paul said, what?
Y Pablo dijo, ¿qué?
Know you not
tú no sabes
that your body
que tu cuerpo
is the temple
es el templo
of the Holy Ghost.
Del Espíritu Santo.
Jesus came as the first of many brethren.
Jesús vino como el primero.
He came as the first to walk in the earth filled with the kingdom of God.
Caminar en el mundo lleno del Espíritu.
But he was only going to be the first.
Pero solo fue iba a ser el
but for the last 2,000 years,
pero por los últimos 10,000 años,
he's been raising up sons and daughters.
Él había estado levantando hijos
turn
y hijas.
To your neighbor and tell them, don't you know you're the temple of the Holy Ghost?
Mira su prójimo y diga, no sabes que eres el templo del Espíritu Santo.
I want to suggest to you.
Yo quiero decirles.
You may not believe me tonight.
Tal vez tú me crees esta noche.
That the glory of this temple.
Que la gloria de este templo.
Is greater than the glory of those previous temples.
Es más grande que la gloria de esos
otros templos. No, you're not hearing me.
Pero no
me estás oyendo. The glory of this temple. The presence of this temple.
La presencia de este templo.
Is greater.
Es más grande.
Than the glory of those previous temples.
Que la gloria de esos templos antes.
And the glory of the temple that is yet to come.
Y la gloria del templo que va a venir.
Is even greater yet.
Es más grande que.
But this is what I came to tell you tonight.
Pero eso es lo que yo vine para decir.
You may have a problem.
Tal vez tienes un problema.
You may look at the presence of God in all of these biblical stories.
Tal vez miras a la presencia de Dios y todas esas historias.
You might think.
Y tal vez piensas.
That the glory can descend on you like that.
Que la gloria no se puede descender sobre tú.
Because of all that you are not.
Porque todo que no eres.
Because of all that you have lost.
Porque todo que has perdido.
Because perhaps of all that you've done that's not like God.
Por todo que has hecho que no es como Dios.
But I want you to know the loss doesn't determine the glory.
Pero yo quiero que sepas que la pérdida no determina la gloria.
What you lost in the past will not determine what God can do with you tonight.
No determina lo que Dios puede hacer.
How you failed in the past does not determine how God can use you tonight.
Cómo has fallado en el pasado.
His mercies.
Su misericordia.
His mercies.
Sus misericordias.
New every morning.
Esta nueva cada mañana.
Somebody shout it.
¿Cuántos griten eso?
His mercy.
Sus misericordias.
Endures.
Es para
forever.
Siempre.
His mercy.
Sus misericordias.
Endures.
Es para
forever.
Siempre.
Say it. His mercy.
Sus misericordias.
Endures.
Es para siempre.
Forever. I've lived a little while.
Yo he vivido por un rato.
I've lost some things.
Yo he perdido esas cosas.
I've buried some people.
Yo he enterrado unas personas.
I've lost some opportunities.
Yo he perdido algunas oportunidades.
There's a lot of places I've walked in I don't understand the outcome.
Hay muchos lugares que he caminado y no entiendo el final.
And the longer you live, the more you'll lose.
Y el más que vives, el más pierdes.
It's the nature of life.
Es la naturaleza de la vida.
But I'm just telling you tonight.
Pero yo estoy diciendo esta noche.
My loss doesn't determine the glory of God.
Mi pérdida no determina mi gloria.
My loss doesn't determine the presence of God.
Mi pérdida no determina la presencia de Dios.
But what determines that is that it's a new day.
Es un nuevo día.
And it's the mercies are new.
Y las misericordias están nuevas.
And the glory of what's coming.
Y la gloria que está viniendo.
Will always.
Siempre.
Be greater than the glory of what has been.
Será más grande que la gloria que ha venido antes.
I'm looking for great revival.
Yo estoy buscando avivamiento grande.
I'm looking for anointed young people.
Por algunos jóvenes.
I'm
ungidos.
Looking for a glory cloud in this house.
Un nube de gloria en esta casa.
I'm looking for men and women filled with the Holy Ghost.
Hombres y mujeres llenos con el Espíritu Santo.
For that.
Yo estoy
Can you believe
eso.
God for that?
¿Puedes orar por eso?
Let your shout be a shout of glory.
Deje que su grita sea un
Let
grita
your
de victoria.
Shout be a shout of joy.
Y un grita de alegría.
Don't be weeping over what you lost.
No está llorando.
Or what is not.
Por lo que no es.
Because God has come.
Porque Dios hubo venido.
To pour out his glory.
Derramar su gloria.
Upon a willing vessel.
En una alma voluntad.
We got about 30 seconds to praise God. I don't think we can do it. I know you're all up here and you look great and you're all ready and everything. Maybe we can give them a minute to praise God. Can you do that? 1 minute praise break.
Un minuto de alabanza.
Take your liberty.
Saca su libertad.
Somebody needs to join the party early.
Come on.
praise God. I want you to tell your neighbor right now.
Mira su prójimo y dígales.
I want you to tell him I've suffered some loss.
Yo he sufrido algunas pérdidas.
But God is greater than my loss.
Pero Dios es más grande que mis pérdidas.
I've made some mistakes.
Yo he hecho algunos errores.
But God is greater.
Pero Dios es más grande.
Than my mistakes.
Que mis errores.
I've got some reason for sorrow.
Yo he tenido algunas razones.
But my joy.
Pero mi gozo es más grande.
Joy.
Mi gozo.
My joy.
Mi gozo.
Is greater.
Es más grande.
Than my sorrow.
Que mis lloros.
Go ahead, do that again. God, a little praise right now.
Sus manos y de la Dios agradecidos.
It is so excellent to be in the house of the Lord on a Sunday.
Es tan excelente estar en la casa de Dios.
We're glad for what God is doing.
Por lo que Dios está haciendo.
This is going to be an outrageous week in the kingdom.
Esta va a venir una semana.
Take some cards and flyers and invite somebody to the house of God.
Invite a alguien a la casa de Dios.
Because we're going to have revival on Wednesday night.
Porque vamos a tener el avivamiento en la noche de
miércoles. We're going to have anointed Bible studies all week long.
Y los estudios ungidos.
Praise God.